pea-sized, golf ball, or softball-sized hail? Which is more damaging? The surprising answer today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom27.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 27.com. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom27.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 2nd, the 122nd day of the year. Crooner Bing Crosby was born on this day. After any hailstorm, we all want to know how large the hailstones were. But bigger hailstones don't always mean more damage. Larger hailstones can certainly break windows and damage cars, but it's the pea-sized hail that can really decimate a field of crops. Larger hailstones will have sparse coverage over a given area, but the same amount of ice distributed among smaller hailstones will damage a far greater percentage of plants. And if a gust of wind should blow that pea-sized hail horizontally, it can mow down a field in no time. When it comes to hail, it's not always size that counts. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about weather extremes at almanac.com.